You've heard of that. You can even buy it in the drugstores today. Mm-hmm. But it ain't used as much as it used to be. And it run out here in a barrel. The spirit, water, and oil run out here in this barrel. But the spirit stayed on top. Mm-hmm. You see, it stays on top of water, it don't stay under. Mm-hmm. See, you can drop it in water, but it
comes to the top.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can see the levels if you put it in a jar.
That's right. You see what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, now, it run out here in this barrel, the spirit's water and oil. Mm-hmm. All right, this barrel, it would hold 60 gallons, you'd say. Mm-hmm. And it had a peg that come up here at the top and went in at the bottom. Mm-hmm. All right, you lammed that peg down in there. Mm-hmm. When it got full, you just reach up there and pull that peg up, let the water run off, and stick your peg back down. All right, when it filled up again, you ease that peg up, your water run out, mm-hmm. and when you got that barrel full of spirit, mm-hmm. she was jugged up. Uh-huh. Barreled up, however they shipped it. Uh-huh. All right, they had this here now. What come out of that now, they called it steel rosin. Did you hear that?
No, I haven't.
That's what they made glass out of. I understand that made glass out of it. Mm-hmm. It's mighty pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, they strained it whenever they took it off. Mm-hmm. They strained it in a vat. They dipped it up and put it in barrel. And whenever it got cold, it was hard. You'd have to bust it like ice. Mm-hmm. And they shipped that steel rosin. Now that was what's called steel rosin. Mm-hmm. And see, the spirit, the liquid, that was in a different form. And I think they barrel that spirit up too. But now this steel rosin, well, they pulled it out there in that vat. And strained it. They dipped it up, it was just put in flat, only it was red. Mm-hmm. And now that was put in an open top barrel. Mm-hmm. You see, it wouldn't pour out. Mm-hmm. And they had to dip it up while it was, I'm talking about hot. Mm-hmm. And you could just see the strains flying, when they dipped it up, where it would trip off. Mm-hmm. Little strains just flying everywhere. Uh-huh. But that went in that went in the open. You didn't even have to see your that barrel. But now the spirit, you had to see your in.
What kinds of if later, I guess you moved later from the original house you lived in.
Oh yeah, I lived in quite a few houses. Some of the houses are gone that I lived in.
The second house you lived in, what was it like?
I don't even know what the second house. In other words, after I got it big enough to know, mm-hmm. old enough to know. Mm-hmm. First of that house was two or three times. Let's see, now the first one I remember living in was in Daddy's old home place over there. But the old man lived up in another house. The sheriff's down there. The sheriff's away from the old original home place. And but it was on the same place. Single pin house and a kitchen built off our channel and a walkway to it. All right. And that was a single pin too, but it wasn't a log house, it was a frame house. Mm-hmm. And then they tore that kitchen off. I don't know what become of the kitchen. We called a kitchen them days where you cook and eat. Mm-hmm. And there was a wall, left the house, went down under to it. All right. The next thing, they tore that off and built a new house there, another house.